Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Instance, episode 585. Yeah, that's right. I got the numbers right now. Okay. I know I screwed it up. I knocked it down by 20 for a couple of weeks there. I said 560-something for a while. My bad. It's 585. We're that much closer to 600.
Not sure we can ever forgive you, Scott.
I feel like some fans
can't.
It's
a horrible thing to do.
Some of our listeners can't. I got like multiple emails, people going, dude, what the hell's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know. Let's make a list. You want to make a list of what's wrong with me? Here's just one of them. I was misnumbering episodes, but not now, not today. I'm Scott Johnson, joined by that voice, Patrick Beja. Hello, Patrick. Welcome back.
Hello, Scott Johnson. Thank you for having me back. I missed all of you. I mean, the two of you and the audience tremendously during the, 3 weeks?
Three weeks. You were in Paris for a lot of that, all the holiday stuff going on.
Indeed.
There. I hope you had a nice time. The boy's probably at that age where he's starting to enjoy the holidays for what they are, right? Like kind of having a good time.
Not quite yet. Mm. He was very perplexed by what was happening on Christmas and on the New Year, but he got a lot of toys out of it, so that he enjoyed.
Yeah,
that part.
No complaints. Yeah, no complaints.
And
from
he's
Patrick
starting
Jr.
to sing French Christmas songs, which I appreciate.
Oh my lord, that's super adorable. Yeah. All right, well done there, making all the other fathers look bad. Also with us today, Garrett Weinzierl, as always. Hello, Garrett.
Hello, Scott and Patrick.
Hello. It's good to see
Happy
you.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. 2020, baby. It's a big deal. You know, this is how dumb I am. I was at a restaurant yesterday getting a sandwich, and was at the line there where you tell them what you want and everything. And I noticed that their big oven that they got there, that the stuff rolls slowly through while the cheese is melting and the whatnot's happening there, has a big giant 2020 on it. And it's always had this number, right? It's always said 2020 on this oven when I've been there. But this time, it was actually the new year, and it equaled 2020. So, in my infinite dad joke wisdom, I looked at this young girl who was getting ready to wrap up the sandwich and be done with things, and I said, your oven finally matches the year, I says to her. And she looked at me like I was the worst thing she'd ever seen. So, I would just recommend not doing that sort of thing while you're out in public, and save yourself some embarrassment. That's all. That's all I would say.
I think that applies to, I'm not going to say most, but many of the stories you tell.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is my lot in life, Patrick. It's what I'm here for.
But you know what? You know what? There is a segment. It's like something exceptional that not everyone will like, but some people will, and those people love it more than the average boring things that they can get.
Well,
so you're essentially like a delicious meal that not everyone gets, but those who do, man, they love it.
That's a comparison I like. I'm like a good sandwich. I don't know what that means. All right. Hey,
absolutely. Yeah.
We're going to do a show.
Let's stop that.
It's a big month for all things Warcraft, and we may as well just dive in. So we'll get classic.
So first off,
go ahead.
Before you even start
with
the less important news, I think I have a major announcement for the WoW community that is going to make everyone super happy.
Oh my gosh. Are you ready for this, Garrett? I didn't
exclusive,
know.
Exclusive piece of information.
Okay. I'm ready. Go. I'm sitting.
So you remember last year, I guess, I told you I wanted to get the Worldbreaker mount. But I didn't have enough, my item level wasn't high enough, and I didn't know how to get to 880, and I was like, those damn rings. And a lot of people instructed me on how to get that. And over the break, I thought I wasn't going to have time, but then I thought, you know what? Screw family life. I'm just going to take a whole evening and do that instead of spending time with my wife and kids.
Sure.
And I did. And I now have that mount. Like, I got it 2 days before it, you couldn't get it anymore. It took me like 15 hours of queuing to do all three raids at least.
Yeah.
And then now I have it. So wow. I am very happy and proud.
Was it worth
and
it?
I hope you are as well.
Do you feel like it was worth it? Like you feel?
Oh, I feel like a 72% better human being now. So I would say yes, it was worth it. Absolutely.
Well, I might have worked on something like that, except I need to throw a little shade at Garrett. It's not really shade because
it's my fault.
It's been a positive thing actually, but in a weird confluence of events. Garrett got me to play or got me interested. Okay, so he's the one that pointed out last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, that they had Modern Warfare on the launcher on sale for $39. And he's the reason I pulled the trigger and bought the damn thing. And then a few other things happened, including a game I had with Garrett where he dominated and used a controller while we were on keyboards. What the frick was that about?
I owned a bunch of fools on PC playing on a controller. You suck it.
Aim assist is the reason.
The aim assist stuff in there is not all that aimy. It's super, it's a little.
It's definitely there.
Yeah, it's there though. There.
You ever had your crosshairs, now that you're playing on controller, have you ever had your crosshairs move when you didn't move them?
Yeah, it happens. You're not wrong. Right. But it's still a reminder that don't just think, oh, there's some controller people in here, I'll just own them. I think you're maybe in for a surprise. But anyway, so he got me completely obsessed with this freaking game because it is very good. It's very good. This is the best thing they've done maybe ever or certainly since the original Modern Warfare. So it's very, very good. And I've gone on ad nauseum on Patrick's Pixel Show, which you can go here if you want hear me talk about that. I've talked about it on other shows and stuff like that. So that's not the important thing here. The important thing is that I wasn't even planning on playing a shooter during any of this sort of weird holiday time. That wasn't my plan. I wasn't going to do any of that. And I should have been in there working on the World Breaker mount. I should have been doing all that stuff. I should be doing all sorts of things.
Wait, you don't have it?
No, Patrick, because I was shooting. I was waxing fools in.
My God.
I don't know what your excuse is, Scott. Maybe it's, I don't know. Are you still on AOL because your internet goes out so much? Maybe that's your excuse. Because I'm higher level than you in Call of Duty. I've got my World Breaker mount.
Well, I mean, Scott has kids and grandkids. I think that's
slow down. I got grandkids.
I texted Scott the other night. I was like, yo, man, let's get up to some COD in my most bro-y fashion because nothing brings out the bro in me like playing Call of Duty again.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're watching the kid. And he sends me the most adorable little photo of his grandson in a Star Wars shirt that I own as like in an adult size. Yeah. And I'm just like,
it was great. Like we were having a good time and that would have been prime Call of Duty leveling time or prime World Breaker mount time.
Or World Breaker. The thing is, Call of Duty, you could have done any time, the World Breaker mount, you are never going to get. Your chance is gone, Scott. I don't know that you can be the leader of the instance anymore.
Well, you say you say that, but I think that one day, perhaps, Blizzard says, you know what? That mount's available again for a limited time. You get I'll bet you.
Maybe for like 25 or 30 years.
Well, maybe, but
we're so old, we'll be all dead by then.
Here's the thing. I can't count. Like Blizzard's like Disney. They put stuff in this vault, which is just this fake idea of a place where you go put a thing for no reason. And all it does is build scarcity that doesn't actually exist. It's dumb. So they should just make it a thing that people can perpetually do or bring it back on some sort of regular basis. Basically, these are just all excuses to make up for my lack of commitment.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I was feeling great about getting the World Breaker mount. I feel a little bit bad because you didn't. It's like, I thought we were all going to be World Breaker mount bros.
Two out of three.
I guess we're not.
I mean, Garrett,
I'll be honest. Yeah. I thought you already had it. I thought you didn't, like, you were playing WoW seriously. Like, I was the only slacker here. I'm disappointed and sad.
This last chunk of time, I have been very bad. And Yeah, it'll. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Black. Someone in the chat mentions the black market auction house could very well see a Worldbreaker release at some point.
Maybe. But black market is. But then you'll have to pay like $15 million
gold
dollars.
Yeah, dollars. Or gold, yeah. I mean, I don't know where you're
and
getting your
gold. And then maybe you can ask your community to give them to you.
Carry me to the Worldbreaker mount. I still, part of Listen, me, is, look, I'm a little indignant that that wasn't just a thing they gave me for 15 years of WoW devotion. You know what I mean? Just give me that.
Well, to be honest, given how difficult it was to get if you had done it in the beginning, unlike me, they basically gave it to everyone. It's not... Although we did wipe a little bit on what's his face, not so much on the Lich King. The Lich King, the Defile was interesting.
Defile
to get
is always
together.
Bad.
That took me the most tries to get through.
Yeah, yeah. Just it like was, 2009 was, or whatever it was. Same thing. It's horrible.
I think
took me back.
Which one was it? In Outland. What was the last boss of Outland?
Outland would have been. What was
in this event?
Who
was it?
I don't remember. Anyway,
It was the Caverns of Time raid. Archimonde.
Oh, Archimonde. Yeah. Right? Wait.
Yeah. That wasn't too bad actually.
Okay.
Is it Illidan? Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
Maybe it was Illidan. Was it dark temple? Moon temple? Dark temple? What is it? What's the name of the temple?
Of this event, it was Archimonde because it was the Hyjal raid.
Kill Jaden? No. That wasn't the Sunwell stuff.
He's not asking what the final boss of Burning Crusade was. He's asking what the final boss of this in-game.
But Scott doesn't know.
Well, I don't know
because
I didn't
do it.
Yeah, I didn't do it. So I have no idea.
Right. It was Archimonde.
Yeah. For all I know, it was one of the, I don't know. It was Genji. Everyone had to fight Genji. Anyway.
Oh, that would have been easy.
Yeah. Oh, would it? There's a few Genji players that might argue with you about whether that would be easy.
I mean, there's a whole thing about that and on the forums as well.
Oh, good. Then you'll have something to say in the roundup about Overwatch because there's nothing going on in that game. Nothing.
In Overwatch? Yeah, no, not a lot. Not a lot. So, although there are rumors that, well, we can talk about that in...
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't you worry. All right, so let's talk about... congratulations, Patrick, first of all. That's great. Well done.
Thank you. I will, if you indulge me for another minute.
Yeah,
go ahead. We actually were, you know, all three of us in Paris, and we are in a 20 square meter apartment, which is a tiny one room apartment studio when we're there. And it's really difficult to do anything when your kid is there, your 2 year old, and then it sleeps, he sleeps, and it's everything is difficult.
Yeah.
So I essentially had given up on getting the mount. And I thought, you know, I can't get it. Never mind.
Right.
And I was really frustrated about it, and I ended up deciding, you know what? One day when he goes to sleep, I'm just going to stay up, make sure the light is low enough, and just queue for as long as I need. I'll have like 3 hours before we need to go to bed, and I'll just do it. And like the feeling that I got from having given up essentially to saying, no, you know what? Like, I am an adult. I can do what I want, and this is what heroes do. They take their destiny, their fate in their hands, and they make of their life what they want.
Wow.
And that's what I did, and it felt incredible. And I got the mount, that thing that will never be available ever again on the black market, whatever. It won't be there, and I have it. Yeah. And I'm so proud and happy.
Yeah, but you're not. How often are you going to fly around on it?
Never. It doesn't matter. It's like, no one cares. That's not what it is. That's not what it's about, Scott. It's just that I have it, and it's not me versus other people not having it. It's just that I know inside my mind that I'm better than other people.
How are you not like a permanent Pokemon fan that just loves to catch them all? Because that's what you're describing. You're just catching them all. You're getting every mount.
I think... Had I gotten into Pokemon, I would probably have had to catch them all indeed.
Yeah.
I don't do pet battles, though. It's really about that mount. And I guess the Pokemon are always there.
Yeah.
They're always available anyway. That thing, no.
No, you're right. That's one Pokemon.
Anyway, I'm happy.
That's one fire-based Pokemon that will not be around forever or until it is. So who knows? Blizzard gets to decide. Yeah. All right, we're going to dive.
Scott doesn't catch Mewtwo at the end of Pokemon and goes, ah, he'll come back later.
Yeah, we'll get Mewtwo later. It's fine. Hey, check this out, WoW Classic fans. We have news for you first. Not just news, but I don't know, stuff going on in your world. At 3 p.m. Pacific time, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, on Wednesday, February 12th. So that's next Wednesday, is it? Yes.
Next Wednesday. We're in January, Scott.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I said February, didn't I? Yeah, I was thinking, for some reason, I thought that was January. Sorry. I got all excited that there was more content happening in January. No, I was wrong. Sorry, you got a month.
You mean more content for you not to play is what you mean?
Yeah, because I'm not playing Classic.
Right.
So this will affect Garrett, I suppose, if you get this deep into Endgame. Did you ding 60, or how are you doing over there?
No, because the holiday break happened, which meant I turned into a handyman and had to fix my house.
Oh, good Lord. Is that what you do for the holidays? You celebrate by fixing houses?
I don't like to, but when your house is leaking, you have to.
I'm sad to hear. I thought that was, was it more of the same flooding deal, or everything's okay?
It was the actually fixing the flooding deal.
Oh, all right.
We've been just kind of working up to this. Doesn't matter. Point is, no, I have not dunked 60. I have had things out of my control.
Sure.
Causing issues.
Plus, I mean, you've had time to play Call of Duty.
All right, I'm a little bored with Classic.
Patrick uses magic trick to get it out of you, which is you're a little bored of Classic. I mean, you're basically just in grind town, right? So this is just the hard stretch.
The 50 to 60 grind is real. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, I've been playing games that I can get more enjoyment out of in shorter bursts, if we want to get real technical about it.
Yeah.
Because if I sit down to play Classic, I need like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because that's about how long it takes to meaningfully accomplish anything.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, I feel you, dude. This has kind of been my mood lately. I need quick hits from the pipe and less... You know, it's I don't have the time right now to lay around like a freaking opium den, you know, and just soak and just get all the drugs.
That's what
I want.
Was hoping to do over the holiday break. not literally lay around in an opium den, but that type of.
Oh, life. Okay. Yeah.
I love every December. I just go off the grid and just like lose myself in video games. And I wasn't really able to do that this break.
That's a bummer.
I wonder if, you know, without getting into the whole Classic is cool or it isn't thing, that's not what I want to do, but what you're describing is essentially what we thought was going to happen a lot earlier for people who would start playing WoW Classic. And I wonder if more people now are in that phase where it's like, you know, it's really cool, but it takes a lot of time, which is what we were describing as the curmudgeons who were like, we don't want to play that again because of all of these reasons.
My vibe, so I wonder if more people is not that, because there's still an obscene number of people logged in to that game.
That's true. But when I get on and look at my friends list, like I'm looking at it right now, and when I looked at it last night, I was surprised to see there was only one person in Classic and like 50 people online playing Modern. And that may
Are
be
you
just
surprised because, I mean, we have 8.3 coming.
No, you're totally right. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be that surprising because there's a lot.
I still think for a lot of people, and really it's just a roundabout way of me saying I'm right and not Patrick, which is I think I was.
Oh,
right.
Oh no, I'm just wondering. I'm not. I've learned my lesson. I don't. You know.
Yeah.
I what I thought was going into Classic's launch. What I thought is a good amount of people will probably ebb and flow between the two. As they're bored with one, they'll play the other. And that's how I'm feeling. I'm more interested in retail right now than I am Classic with 8.3 makes on sense. The horizon. And because I know how long it's going to take me to get to 60, like, it's rad that Blackwing Lair is coming next month, but like, I've got a lot of work to do. I still need to hit 60, and then I need to gear.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. And honestly, I think we'll never know, because Blizzard is never going to release the numbers of, you know, the WoW Classic numbers now, because they would be lower than what we've seen before.
Sure.
But yeah, that is the issue. If you have to get to Blackwing Lair, it's gonna be wow. Like, you have to level to 60 and then gear in.
I don't see it as an issue. That's the game.
No, of course. I'm just Okay. Anyway, I didn't mean to restart the
now. I mean, because Blizzard doesn't release those numbers, we end up with. I mean, all we're kind of left with is sort of we have to kind of get the pulse from other weird tertiary data. And one of those data points, for good or for ill, is how many people are...
everything I'm saying is anecdotal. And again, like, dude, Earth and Ring is dead horde side. There's no one.
It is
wild how quiet it is over there. A bunch of my friends have actually moved servers, and it's like apparently a night and day difference.
It's like the old days, man. They had to move if you wanted the action, you know. You can see why they felt like it was important to mix all these people together. And even though people have regrets for that, I mean, I can see why WoW did that in the modern sense. World of Warcraft, it's finally dropped out of the top 10, Twitch most watched stuff. But that took a long time and is still up there and also ebbs and flows. But, I think it's done. Okay, so Patrick, to answer kind of your overarching question, I think you and I had expectations of it hitting a little lower than it did. And I think it's heartening to see that it did as well as it did. Yeah, it did really well and continues to. Yeah. I'm
sure it continues to do much better than I would have expected. But, I mean, the thing, to be honest, I don't think it would be realistic or anyone would expect it to do, like, continuously well. So my question even is a little bit unfair. Obviously, not everyone is going to go keep playing World of Warcraft as we did in 2004 and 2006. So, yeah, the question itself is not very fair. I understand.
We've also hit a stage where I'm starting to hear a whole bunch of the old Nostralis people go, the Classic's not as good as dedicated Nostralis servers were.
Oh.
Like, all right. I mean, is that because you guys made your own tweaks to it, which isn't truly vanilla then? Like, is that what you're saying? Like, that stuff I have very little patience for, because Classic is 100% the thing you asked for. Like, it is just raw-ass Warcraft from 2004, man. That's what you're getting. So people that are, like, already sort of, like, starting to mumble about that, I don't know. Nothing makes them happy. I got to go find an alternate reality to get happy, I guess. I don't know how that works.
I don't begrudge them too much, because I wouldn't mind if they made some adjustments to Classic.
Right. Like,
oh, but that then you open Pandora's box, the door to the never-ending debates of everything.
Right. Life. Right.
It could just be humans that want to have conversations about things.
No, but I mean,
the internet. Then, we're gun shy and don't want to say certain things.
That's true. That's true.
No, it's interesting, because then you get into the beginning of the reasons why they started to make Classic and do not Classic, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's the when they started to change things in BC, it was because there was so much difficulty in doing the things you wanted to do, and, you know, all of those things. And because it was so much grind and all of that. And if you start going down that road, I don't know where you stop. It's a slippery slope.
It's slippery.
Almost like there's good things about both retail and Classic, what? And it's impossible to please everyone and create a truly objectively perfect product.
I don't know about this. This is crazy talk that you got coming out of your face.
Maybe
right
Shadowlands.
Now.
Maybe Shadowlands will have a lot of inspiration from Classic, and it will make everyone happy.
Yeah, maybe
it'll. I think that will happen. I think with the release of Shadowlands, the World of Warcraft community is going to rally around Blizzard.
Finally.
And everyone on the forums is going to sing their praises and chant how awesome the designers are and how well they understand their players.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen.
Finally, the world will be their oyster.
Will be reinstated. HGC will rise from the dead. StarCraft will be the number one esport in the world.
Yeah.
League of Legends will implode upon under the weight of Blizzard's raging success.
That's right. Heroes finally.
All of those things are equally as likely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you're into Classic and you're well geared and you're ahead of the game, Blackwing Lair coming out next month. If you may remember that, you'll need to do the Blackwing Lair attunement quest, which is Black Hand's Command. Become available on all realms tomorrow, January 10th. So that's the thing you can start doing now. Or tomorrow.
I guess we can get some achievement tracking to see how many people do those things.
Yeah, right? There's no achievements in Classic, right? Because achievements didn't happen until Wrath, I don't think. Right?
Oh, shit.
There's no achievements in Classic.
Yeah, so we don't have a way to track that. No. We will have no idea. That's interesting, though, Patrick. I didn't think about that.
Gear Maybe the Armory? Is the Armory for Classic available?
No. I don't think so.
Well, then we won't know. Never
it's
mind.
Just a big mystery ball of mystery goo, that Classic.
Yeah, and also, okay, last thing on that topic to kind of put what I said implied in perspective. It's not like back in Classic days, a lot of people actually went and did these raids. So it's entirely possible that a lot of people who enjoyed the beginning of Classic are going to be super happy if and when they go back to Burning Crusade, you know, and they release it like that. Mm-hmm. And that will make...
Well, Garrett, you're one of those guys because you didn't get to do any end game in vanilla, right? Like that's actually a goal of yours with all of this, is to get to play stuff like
eventually,
this.
Eventually, yeah. Yeah, it's just I didn't get there as fast as I had hoped, and now cool stuff's happening in retail. So
yeah, we're about to get it for real, man. They're also going to have level 50 class quests. That'll start that same time.
With the like half rare, half epic.
Yes.
Set?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. You should get in. Play Classic, Patrick. Play Classic.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm going to start doing right now.
Do it.
Right now. Roll a character now. The new reputation rewards, so Argent Dawn, Thorium Brotherhood, Timbermaw Hold, Silverwing Sentinels, all that stuff. This is from patches 1.6 through 1.7 of original WoW, so that's all coming. You'll also get the Eternal Quintessence. Players who complete the Hands of Eternity and reach revered reputation with the Hydraxian Waterlords will now obtain Eternal Quintessence from Duke Hydraxus. He's quite the man. Not really a man. All right. Darkmoon Fair also happening for the first time. Freaking vanilla ass Darkmoon Fair. That's pretty cool. And
I'm actually excited to revisit this.
Yeah, that's interesting to me.
Well, don't miss it because it's every couple of weeks in one of the capital cities.
Is it?
And then it disappears. Yeah, it alternates between Stormwind and Orgrimmar.
And then goes away?
Every month.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that how it works now?
I mean, it goes away just like the current one, but the current one is always in the same place.
Oh, right.
The old one would be at one of the capital cities every time one of the two main capital cities every time it would appear.
It'd be both cities, though, right? Because you couldn't... That would you'd be
no,
screwing...
No, no, that's the thing. That's the thing. If you were
I thought it was always Elwynn or Mulgore.
Oh.
It's Elwynn or isn't it Orgrimmar? Maybe it's Mulgore. But I mean if you log in when it's Mulgore, then you have to go to Mulgore if you want to get anything from it.
Holy shit, when's the last time anyone did anything in Mulgore? Let's go to Mulgore. You know what I mean? Those big...
You're going to have a bunch of cows angry at you, Scott.
Yeah, just a bunch of cows, some nice green grass.
It doesn't change locations. It's always in Elwynn Forest for the Alliance, and it's always in Mulgore for the Horde.
All right.
But you mean it's both at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, so it's simultaneous. Oh. It doesn't alternate. Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, wow.
That was my memory.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, because that way you're not... You wouldn't be blocking out a whole faction who can't do a thing. People hate that. They already hate it with like
Classic.
It's classic. They're supposed to hate it.
No, but anyway, I was certain that is how it worked back in the day. I guess I'm misremembering.
There's all sorts of stuff I misremembered. Like actually watching a couple of Garrett's streams.
They would add NPCs to other certain capitals to let you know that it was happening, but the fair wouldn't go there.
Yeah, yeah. There was always an emissary or whatever. There still are. That's still a
thing. The moving around added flavor and character to the game, says Sirion 9.
Chat room saying it was it rotated in Burning Crusade, but it didn't rotate originally.
Yeah, oh, maybe. Okay. All right.
By the way, when WoW brings back the playable, the mod that was playable Bejeweled, let me know, because that was one of my favorite things. I love that.
I don't remember.
That's good.
It's interesting that we remembered very specifically different times of the Darkmoon Fair.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember it rotating.
Rotating, yeah.
Who knows? Rotating fairs. Sounds like a taxi problem. All right, check this out. Oh, no, that's it. That's it for Classic. That's what you're getting. So hunker down, guys. February 12th. That's your big day.
Okay, now chat room saying it rotated in Classic. Okay. I don't know who to believe anymore.
I don't know either.
Well, you know what? When you have that problem, Garrett, just believe me. It's very easy. So there you go.
But it used to be, do you guys remember that Bejeweled thing? You could just fly and then play Bejeweled instead of...
That was, I think that was...
It was great.
That was Burning Crusade phase.
Yeah, that sounds right. And I loved that. Oh, man, I loved that. And it's not even that good a version of Bejeweled. It was sort of basic. But
it's very weird. You can play it in your, you know, your window, your other window.
Yeah. And wasn't there Peggle or something? There was some other thing. They don't do that anymore because it's like.
I think it was Bejeweled.
Maybe it was Bejeweled and that was it. I thought there was one other game. Oh, they had Peggle. Right. I remember Peggle. That's right. They did have a Peggle. Somebody made, I don't know if they did or what the deal was, but.
It might have been a fan mod. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they do that? I guess they probably don't do that anymore because that's like going to get them in trouble, right? You get in trouble for.
Oh, I'm sure they asked. Or I'm not sure, actually. Yeah.
Maybe they rotated it. All right. Check this out. January 14th. That's our big day. So forget about. Okay. Classic. It's now behind us. Now let's talk about retail. Visions of N'Zoth. It's happening. It's coming. This is a huge bunch of content. We're not going to go through every single detail. We've done a lot of this before on the show. I was curious if either of you, knowing what's coming, have something you're like super jazzed about. Like, Garrett, is there one thing on here like, oh man, can't wait for that addition to my game?
Not really.
Okay. But more of a, so it's more of a whole thing for you. You're excited about all of it, right?
I am excited to see it. My current hype level is pretty mediocre. I would say two big thumbs sideways is where my hype is at right now.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. I thought you were way more bullish on it for whatever reason. I thought
no,
that.
I mean, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for like, I'm just ready for a big update to retail and on a, like, I just found out that apparently they're adding the new Death Knight scenario, and I'm kind of weirdly excited to try that out.
Oh, totally. I totally want to take a panda out there. Do it.
I don't know. I'm reserving judgment. I've been also trying to keep myself as in the dark as possible. So I've stayed the hell off the PTR.
Yeah, I've avoided like, story stuff too this time
back
around.
Back when I learned, I don't wanna know. Like when they first announced this and I learned we weren't getting a new zone, like hearing that Nyalotha is only a raid and mm-hmm. not a zone, like mm-hmm. really bums me out.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so if I had to pick one feature or thing, Death Knights for All is a kind of interesting. I'm kind of interested in that. But it's that auction house overhaul, weirdly. And I'm not even an auction house guy. But I feel like this has been the longest time coming thing ever. There's some pretty in-depth breakdowns of what that thing's doing or will do on launch. It's on the PTR currently, I believe. And it is a true overhaul of those systems. One of the things some people might like, if you're really into transmog, there's ways to search for transmog gear you don't have and only the stuff you don't have without a mod. I mean, now that's currently a thing you can do with a mod or with an add-on, but it's now a modless experience. I won't go into every single detail, but you don't have to buy things in total stacks anymore. You can buy stuff that's just like, I only need 3 of these, not 20, so I can just get 3 of those now off the stack of 20. A bunch of different stuff. I just think that thing has needed an overhaul really since the beginning, since day one. And some mods have done a lot to help, you know, make that a better experience. But weirdly, that's my most excitable thing here.
Yes, finally, right? Like 15 years in the WoW, when I finally have started using an auction house mod, mm-hmm. they're going to actually make it good.
Yeah, they're going to make it good so you don't need one. I mean, maybe the people will still make a mod. And
possibly. Yeah. It's going to come down, I think, to what you're trying to accomplish and maybe how deep you like to go into playing the auction house game. But mm-hmm.
it seems to me that this is really convenient for people who aren't big auction house players anyway, because the UI for the auction house, you're right, Scott, was abysmal.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone who's seriously playing the auction house or, you know, using it to any extent is going to be content with just the regular UI.
No, there'll always be something they're missing and then someone will make up for it. And it sounds like this is going to replace a few mods that people rely on, but there's probably other stuff. And Patrick, you're easily of the three of us, you're the one that did the most auction house play back in the day. It feels like.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but yeah, I did a lot. Yeah.
In fact, I feel like the early days of Patrick calling in going, hello, this is Patrick, that whole thing. You were super into sort of regular, like a lot of your recommendations were auction house mods.
Yeah, I'm sure.
First time I ever heard of Auctioneer was from you. I know that. I remember that.
I was absolutely spending like there were periods where a third of my time was spent on the auction house playing WoW. And keep in mind, back then, my time playing WoW was like 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
So a third of that is a lot of time.
Can you imagine in life now with 9 hours to play a game all day?
I can't imagine a world. Although, you know, I work on that. I don't have 9 hours.
I haven't heard of playing games for 9 hours since before you were born.
That's right.
Since before the dark times.
I remember that time.
Adult life.
Look at you with a pretty good Obi-Wan impression without even knowing you were doing it.
It's terrible.
I liked it.
You don't have to flatter me.
No, sir. It was like, sir, what's his name? Just came out of the grave. It said, hey, what's up, y'all?
I thought it was like Matthew McConaughey or something like that.
Do the French say McConaughey, or is it we say McConaughey over here? You guys say McConaughey?
Oh, I can say McConaughey.
You can say whatever you want.
If I don't think about it, I feel like I say McConaughey.
You can say anything you want.
I say naked bongos, man. That's what I say.
Naked bongos. All right. I don't know what that is.
I'm up for that. What's the story?
Yeah.
There?
What is naked bongos? Because of the movie he was in
he was arrested.
Arrested naked playing bongos naked. That's right.
All right. I'm less into that now.
That was years ago.
But
snitches
yeah.
for neighbors.
Yeah. And then he was always out at the like playground doing pull ups on the playground stuff near where he lived. He's a weird dude. But he's a good actor. I like him.
Well, all right. Let's talk about 8.3.
What else? There's other stuff obviously people are excited about. I know these assaults sound really fun. The Veil of Blossom stuff. Or Veil of
Trouble. Are they different from other assaults though?
Not really. See, this is where I'm tempering my excitement, because I'm excited to go back to Pandaria and just, you know, have a thing happen there. The stuff in Oldham is cool. I like Oldham a lot. It's one of my favorite areas and zones and motifs in the game. So I'm excited about that. But at the end of the day, they're just invasions again. Like, it's just, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Kill a bunch of stuff.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's fine. And I'm just trying to not be...
I would like to point out that none of us have played the PTR and don't actually know.
We don't know. You're right. We don't. But Garrett, I'm willing to bet... I don't know, this half-drank bottle of water, that when we get out to do those invasions, those assaults, they're going to be
I know that a bar fills up and eventually I go fight a boss. So
there.
That does
That's
very,
the one.
That does sound very familiar to me, but
yeah.
I was going to ask you guys what I should, you know, look forward to get, what's the reason to get back in the game for someone like me who hasn't played for a really long time, and I'm disappointed that I guess you can't really tell me, but the Visions of Nazoth seem interesting. That's the main new feature, isn't it?
Yeah, the horrific.
I think that's the answer you're looking for. I mean, other than a new raid, which looks amazing.
Yeah, the raid looks really cool.
And like this whole, system in the Visions where you have the corruption, that you have items that give you more power, but then they also give you that corruption thing, and then you level up your coat, and all of those things give you less. And there's sexy son of Deathwing. What's his name? That sounds like an insult. You son of Deathwing.
You sexy son of Deathwing.
The sexy part but yeah. lightens it up. Wait, who's son of Deathwing? Who's son?
Talking about?
It's not
Netherion.
Technically his son, but it's
not Netherion.
Rathion.
What's in Netherion?
Oh my god! You said
I'm the one who hasn't been playing it. The chat room is exploding. Sorry.
Dice Tomato said Netherion, and so did I.
Avatel skits. That's all I could think.
I don't feel that bad for saying Netherion now that it's because someone else got it wrong in there. All right, anyway, yeah, no, yep. his whole thing yep. is cool. So the way, so for those who don't know, this horrific visions is a feature, and here's how it works. You get into these instance challenges. They're for 1 to 5 players. You can play it on your own. You can have it to 5 me in there. Gives you a glimpse of the twisted future Nazoth has in store for Orgrimmar and Stormwind. While experiencing a horrific vision, your sanity will be under constant attack, increasing the instance's difficulty and forcing you to leave before you've been consumed by insanity. I don't actually usually like insanity meters, but whatever. Each time you're subjected to a horrific vision, You'll leave with more knowledge and fragments of Nazoth's corruption. Take these to Rathion and Mother Silithus to strengthen your defenses and earn new tools, which will allow you to delve deeper into Nazoth's horrific visions and earn greater rewards. To enter, bring a vessel of horrific visions to the Chamber of the Heart and enter the horrific vision in Stormwind or Orgrimmar. They sound fun. They sound like almost like Diablo Rifts a little bit. It's like, I'm going to go in. It's a little hard this time, but now, or maybe even like a roguelike. Like you're going
to. That is very much the intention. It's supposed to be a somewhat roguelike experience. Yeah. And the as we level our legendary cloaks up, we'll be able to, you know, stay in for longer because of the corruption mechanic.
Right. So that's cool, I guess. Again, I need to see those. I just need to play those. I need to see how they go because in theory, I love the islands and in practice, I really dislike them. In theory, I like Warfronts, but I really don't like playing them. So in theory, I like Horrific Visions and I haven't played one yet. So let's see how go.
I'm significantly more excited for this than I was for Islands and even more so after playing them because I don't really care for Islands.
Yeah. Islands for me was my biggest. That was the feature I was most excited about after the announcement of BFA, and then it's now the thing I just don't care about at all.
Yeah, I agree. It was disappointing.
Didn't live up to the at least what I had in my head, and that's going to vary between players. But Horrific Visions sounds really cool to me. I'm a big roguelike fanboy. I like all those kinds of games. Give me 5 hours with Dead Cells, and I'm a happy guy. So maybe they can give me a little Dead Cells in my World of Warcraft. That'd be nice. Anyway,
that'd be cool.
That's basically it. You mentioned the new legendary cloak. I mean, there's a ton coming, guys. I'm not going to go through every single thing. There's no way we don't have time, and B, it's just a lot of stuff. You can go read it for yourself.
For the general public, it's getting, doing the quests, getting your cloak, trying Horrific Visions, and taking part in assaults. We still have to wait for the raid.
Right. That's a ways off.
We talked about that on the last episode. Was the whole rollout of that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's quite a bit of stuff. I'm not like super down on it. It's just that like if you're like, what one thing are you into? I'm like, well, I'm not raiding at the moment. It would be the raid, and I'm not. So there's not a zone. There's not a dungeon. Those are the things that usually get me really stoked for patches. So I'm kind of looking at this.
Oh,
one
yeah, we did talk about that. The lack of a new landmass bummed you out.
Yeah, I've been talking about that a lot lately. We just did an episode on WoW Killer about that too.
Yeah.
Those are the things that really get me stoked. I mean, I always like raids. It's just that I don't have a raid group at the moment.
Right. So. Right. And I'm
not the biggest LFR fan.
I like LFR just as a backup plan in case I can't have time to do something else. But yeah, I'm with you. Anyway.
Yeah. And I don't want to go too deep into it. I don't want to be like a negative Nancy, but like, Nyalotha has been really hyped up in extraneous media for a while.
Yeah.
starting with like Chronicle Chronicle has the first volume has a pretty lengthy section on the Black Empire.
Right.
So I was hoping we'd get to explore a little bit more of it outside of a raid.
Well, you won't.
I know.
And then another big January moment, just a reiteration, Warcraft 3 Reforged still happening on the 28th. I don't know what everybody's temperature on this is, but if I'm playing it at all, it'll be for the single player. I don't feel like I want to play an RTS in any sort of competitive way.
I'm going to beat the living hell out of the campaign and then not touch it for years.
Yeah, that's probably how it'll go for me. I do want to see... It's weird, and Kyle mentioned this to me the other day. Maybe he's probably talked to you about it. It's weird because all the models are different. They're all super high res. Everything looks cool and all that. But when you watch it being played, I watched Grubby or somebody playing the beta the other day. When the camera's just up at its angle that it's at for gameplay, it just looks like Warcraft-ass Warcraft. Like, it just doesn't look different to me. And I know that's not true, because once I get it in front of me, I'll be like, ooh, I can zoom in and see Arthas's cool blonde flowing hair. Or I can, really get in close and look at...
I'm sure even if you saw... the actual Warcraft 3 from that angle, you will also think, oh, wow, okay, I didn't realize it looked that bad or that dated. Yeah. But yeah, when you're just playing normally, I think the intent is even to not have you notice all that much. The intent is to reproduce the thing as faithfully as possible with modern standards.
Yeah.
I think that's an accomplishment, because when you do look close, this looks like a Korean MMO, and I don't love it. The humans are way too like Ken doll beautiful.
Yeah.
But from actual gameplay perspective, they really nailed it. I think like there's a lot to be said about like they nailed the color. There is a absurd saturation to Warcraft 3 style in their color palette, and they haven't lost that, even though they've gotten excruciatingly detailed with the models in this game.
Yeah, to the point of excess. Like they really are, they've gone so tight on some of these models that I don't know what the benefit of it is outside of I get to see previews of this up close, but in the game it's not going to really matter. Maybe in the in-game engine cutscenes are going to be vastly better than they used to be.
They are. I mean, I played the demo at BlizzCon 2 years ago.
True. That demo did look good. I played that as well. That looked a lot better.
Because it was the Calling of Strathholm was the demo that had playable. So you had the whole, I can't let you do this, Arthas, or I can't watch you do this, Arthas, Jaina. And
my thing with, there's some chatter in the chat about RTSs. And for me, they just kind of ebb and flow. Like there are times where I'm super into, I want to play an RTS. I couldn't be more excited about StarCraft II back in 2010. I was so stoked. Couldn't wait. Missed it. Love the feel of it, the loop of it. All that stuff was great. And then there are times where I want nothing to do with it. For example, for free right now, Age of Empires 2 Remastered, which is really good, by the way. That's another example of a really well-done remaster. It's awesome. Anyway, that was just put out on Game Pass, so I was like, oh, I'll install it on PC, see what I think. Ooh, super impressed. But I don't want to... It's really good, dude. You should get in there. And I love that game, but I don't really want to play... I don't want to go build a thing and then go attack somebody. That wasn't what I was into. So the first thing I did in that game was load it up, set my settings, and then I went and started a game that was me all by myself. You can make it so no AIs on the map. No other players, just me. Normal situation, though, otherwise, all the leveling up and everything you got to do with your civilizations, get everything from Stone Age to whatever it is, Imperial or whatever the hell it is. And I just played basically a game of Civ, real-time Civ. I just had my guys running around building walls, building new buildings, taking down forests, building new stuff, making farms everywhere. And I loved it. That's what I'm in the mood for. I'm not in the mood for like, all right, how many siege weapons do I need? And is this army big enough to attack that wall? That will come back to me. Someday I'll be like, oh, I'm in the mood for that again. But right now,
Some point, Scott, what you need to do next time you're bored, not playing Classic.
Yeah.
Play StarCraft 2 co-op.
Okay.
Get in and try some co-op Commander.
All right.
Because some of them have hero units that you have to control. So it's a little Warcraft 3-ish.
Yeah.
And it's also, and if nothing else, it's just going to get you back in the mode for box selecting and control groups. And then when Warcraft 3 hits, you're going to be like, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't suck at playing this as much as I used to. It's really
not even
fun.
A suck thing. It's a, like I used to be pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Pretty good in what? That's a relative thing to say, because everybody I played with, I was kind of as good or better than, and we would have very competitive games. But, you know, if I was going to go play ranked or something, I'd get my butt handed to me. But I just don't have a desire to, like, I don't know. Like, you know what it is? There's no permanence to RTSs. And it's kind of WoW's fault and RPGs in general fault for doing this. But I want to build a base, and then I want that base to stay forever. I want to turtle up. I want to have like rad walls around everything. I want to have bunkers at the entrance, and I want to just like, and I want it to never go away. But in StarCraft, the goal is to have it all go away, because you're just going to wipe out the other guy and the game's over.
And I'm not trying to sell you on PvP. I'm just saying I'm looking forward to playing the campaign again.
Yeah, I'll play. I am excited about the campaign. The campaign's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying.
And I don't like hero. I never really loved PvP with hero units in Warcraft 3 to begin with. And that's not changing because they're recreating the game.
Right. And Dice Tomato makes a good point about Homeworld was very good at that sense of permanence, because your fleets would last through the whole campaign.
You just making me want to go play Civ again.
I know, right? I'm kind of in the
that's usually my holiday game, by the way. When I at the top of the show and I was like, man, this holiday, I'm a little off because I usually just disappear and get lost in some games. It's usually Civ.
Yeah, and the truth is what I'm actually asking for, someone in the chat says I'm probably asking for Dawn of Man. The problem with Dawn of Man is you're always a caveman, and that's fine. But what I want is, I know what I want. This developer called Impressions Games. Back in the day, they originally were publishing them through Sierra Online. I don't remember who after that. But they made a series of games, including the Caesar games, particularly Caesar 3 is where things really took off. Pharaoh, Queen of the Nile, the expansion, the Zeus games, Rise of the Middle Kingdom. These were all these like ancient setting city builders. Man, I love that stuff so freaking much. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. And I like them in those eras. I want to be farming rice off the Nile. I want to be, you know, in ancient Greece doing a thing. I love those games. And those guys went away. They don't exist anymore. Nobody makes these anymore. At least not like that. The Anno games kind of ish, but they're hit and miss. Anyway, if anyone out there is like super hooked on a thing like that, and you know what I'm talking about with these old games, these Impressions 90s games, let me know, because man, I would be so back in on something like that. Oh, I love it. Love it, love it. Because that's basically what I was doing in Age of Empires. I was just building I was just dominating this continent with a huge civilization with no one to fight me. It was great. I totally enjoyed it. All right. That's it for that. Now, I don't know what's... Oh, this. All right, we're gonna talk about what else is going on around Blizzard real quick. Overwatch, nothing. Right, Garrett or Patrick?
Yes, nothing. Some things.
Oh, okay. Tell me what's happening then. Anything good?
Did you just say, I guess, Overwatch and then throw to me?
Sorry, I've screwed up. I meant Patrick. What's going on in Overwatch if you had to pick something, Patrick?
There are, I can pick two things, or one if you don't care about the second one. One is that there is a flimsy rumor/leak from the PlayStation Brazil Twitter account, which posted a tweet and then deleted it. That tweet said, essentially, Overwatch 2 is coming in 2020, and we talked to developers to get you the info on what's happening. So that might be a global thing that they're working on, and it might be someone in Brazil taking the piss. But it might be that Overwatch 2 is scheduled currently and might be announced for 2020.
Well, that was my theory on day one of BlizzCon when I watched it, that would happen. And I hope it still does, because they need something this year. Well, they need something.
That's the thing. They have nothing in 2020. And I guess they have Warcraft 3 Reforged now. But they don't have a lot. And it's the thing is, it seemed like they were saying the game is super not ready, so don't expect it anytime soon. They insisted on that so much that people ended up thinking, you know what, maybe it's not going to be 2020, but who knows? Now there's another little bit of weight on the side of the scale that says it might.
I don't know. Things look pretty far along in that. I think that it's possible. If anything comes out this year, that's the one I have my bets on.
I suppose so. Well, I mean, there could be Diablo Immortal, but I don't know if people...
Oh, Immortal, maybe. Yeah, I didn't think about Immortal. Civ says it's already confirmed. Oh, no. Yeah, Shadowlands is 2020. I mean, outside the normal, we always know an expansion comes out that fall. So that's true, but that's not quite what I'm getting at.
Every other fall, yeah.
Hearthstone continued to be the bane of my existence. I did play a bunch of that over the holiday as well, and... freaking Battlegrounds mode. I love it until about mid-match, and then I get murdered. I'm just so bad. I'm terrible at it. I need lessons, well, Garrett.
You just have to... It's because you have to think about what you do. That's your problem.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
There's some mad shit talk on today's episode of The Instance, and I am into it.
But you know what? Bob, let me talk about Bob the bartender for a second. He's kind of an ass, because I'm starting to think he's not... I'm starting to think he's not being genuine with me when he says, I like your chances, or you're going to do great. I don't think he's telling me the truth anymore.
You can win this one, friend.
Yeah, he's not going to. I don't believe him. No longer.
I don't think I'm going to, Bob. I'm up Schitt's Creek. There is no paddle, and there's a hole in the boat. I don't think this is going
to
happen.
Yeah. But thanks anyway, dude. You're so positive. I used to see that as a great thing, because he's just so positive. But now I'm starting to think, I feel like I'm being trolled by Bob. Anyway, is anything happening in Hearthstone, Garrett, of note?
To use a technical term, a metric ass ton is happening.
Oh.
Galakrond's Awakening is launching on January 22nd. That's going to be the single player event for the Descent of Dragons expansion. And if you get the single player adventure, they're also adding cards to standard Hearthstone, which is the first time this has happened since they stopped making standalone adventures years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And they previewed a few cards, and it's a little hard to tell how nutty some of these are because they showed a hero card, but they didn't show the hero power.
Right.
So it's a little hard there. There's a paladin minion I'm really excited about, but they've only shown four cards of the 30 some odd that they're adding.
Right.
And then they also announced a patch, or well, actually it dropped, a new patch where they nerfed some things that needed nerfing, and they made some significant changes to Battlegrounds. So as much as I would like to coach you, I'm going to need to play some Battlegrounds myself because the power dynamic just shifted.
Sure. No, that's great. It's good to hear that things are just full bore over there. Seems like Hearthstone's just on fire right now.
I can't stop playing Battlegrounds. Like, thank God Jocelyn's on a total, like, standard Hearthstone ladder kick, because all I want to do is play Battlegrounds.
Yeah, same.
And they're doing a really good job of keeping it updated and keeping it interesting.
It's really good. Like, even though I'm losing every freaking round or match now, it's still just... It's my favorite of these. Of these auto-chess things, this is it. This is the one. This is the one I like. It's the one that just feels right to me. It doesn't feel so weird and arbitrary to have dudes standing around doing stuff that normally they do in lane and I have direct control over. Instead, it's cards behaving like cards behave. I don't know. I just like it. I like it a lot. Except for Bob. He can just knock it off. Sick of Bob.
I am a fan. Bob reminds me of playing Heroes of the Storm with Kyle.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Like, four levels down, he's like, well, this is interesting. What we do now is, and I'm just sitting there going, it's a shit show when we lost, Kyle.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Or Kyle's like, he's always so positive in Heroes. I'd love that about him. It's amazing.
It's like, sometimes when we're playing alone, I'm like, we're not streaming. You can say this sucks. It's okay.
Yeah. The worst it ever gets is he's about to die, and he'll go, oh, but... And then he's dead.
That is my favorite Kyle-ism. If I made a Kyle Polstring doll... butts would be in there four times as many as any other quote I would put on my Kyle Pulse.
Oh, yeah. You'd weight it very heavily in the Raspberry Pi or whatever's in there to say.
Oh, butts.
Oh, butts. Yeah.
Oh, butts.
Give it like a...
Followed by fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating. He's like...
I know you listen too, Kyle. Love you, man.
He's like our own Spock is what he is.
That's actually, you're not wrong.
He's a little like that. All right.
Heroes, a little attitude.
Speaking of Heroes, things are going fine there. Just going, clicking along. That's a game you can play. Go play that game.
It's quiet right now.
Yeah. Not a lot happening, but the game is good. So play
the game. Go play the holiday event. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's still going.
Lots of free stuff up for grabs.
Yeah. It's a generous one. So they'll give you lots of good stuff there. So go check that out. Diablo 3, deep in its season. Not a lot else happening there. I did want to mention real quick a Diablo competitor that Patrick reminded me existed and is about ready to launch. About a month later than they originally planned, but that's okay. In February, it'll officially launch. It's been in open or early access since 2016. It's a French company. It's their first game. They kickstarted it to start with. It's called Wilson. Not Wilson. But like Wilson, like
Wilson, W-O-C-E-N.
W-O-L-C-E-N-I-C-I-N.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Is it C-I-N or C-E-N? I don't remember.
C-E-N.
Okay. Anyway, it's a really good one of those. Like, it's a,
yeah,
it's impressive. I was not sure how I was going to feel about it until I loaded it up last night, and I got in there pretty deep. Oh, one recommendation. I think their net code's a little jacked at the moment, so I would not recommend doing an online character just yet. If you're getting into the early access before the final release next month, you'll probably pay less if you get it now. But anyway, if you play an offline character, it didn't seem to have any of the lag issues I was having. But it's what you think it is, and it takes some of the best parts of Diablo, some of the best parts of Path of Exile, and a couple other competitors, and really comes out with something very nice. And it's gorgeous. My gosh, that game's pretty.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the UI is, I mean, everything is so similar to Diablo's.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. It feels, the UI especially, feels ripped from Diablo 3.
Yeah.
And it does a lot of things that Diablo 3 does, some things that are going to be ported to Diablo 4, actually, the role from the console version of Diablo 3, mm-hmm. and a bunch of other things. The Path of Exile style, the talent tree,
yeah, talent tree thing is a lot. It's a little less complicated,
but a lot less intimidating than the one in Path of Exile. Yeah,
yeah, so totally agree.
That's a really, so if you're looking for some, and it's a French company. I actually kickstarted the game as well for, I can't remember why. It's not like I know them or anything. Not every French person knows every other French person. Okay, that's not what happened.
Okay,
you're not helping your case.
Yeah. But it's just a Diablo game.
Yeah, it is, and it's good at doing it, and it might tide people over until we get a proper thing.
Absolutely.
Torchlight, that was your time, man. If you're gonna make a new Torchlight, get it out there.
Yeah, this would be the time. The other thing I like about it is it has asymmetrical character customization. So when you when a wrist item drops, for example, you decide if you want to put that on your left or right wrist. When a shoulder drops, you put it on your left or right shoulder, and the other shoulder could be a whole different shoulder with different specs, different stats, whatever. So it's treating each clothing item as a separate piece, not as a single, other than pants and shoes. That's not like two different boots, for example. But they have this asymmetrical thing going, which is kind of fun. I like the way the skill system works. It's just it's cool. It's neat. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you want a Diablo thing and Path of Exile feels a little bit too hardcore for you, and it's a bit intimidating, then look at Wilson. It might be your thing.
Yeah, I like it. All right, and then StarCraft. There were some big changes in the pro scene, so big that it's kind of hard to go through them all and describe in detail. But those who follow that stuff are, how do I put this? Are excited about that. Here's the short version of it. I got this from Alessander, who has been a longtime supporter of the show. It's awesome to get stuff from him. He says, the short version of the story is WCS is no more, and StarCraft II esports circuit will be run by ESL with DreamHack for the next 3 years, called ESL Pro Tour. Blizzard will serve as an overall support network. Global finals will now take place February 2021 and 2023, or through 2023, at IEM Kato Weiss in Poland. With 36, yes, with thank you, with 36 players, not eight as in the past. So that's a big deal. Six international tournaments a year, plus a weekly ESL Cup tournament in each region, that being North America, the EU, and Korea, and give points to determine the championship participants and the last chance qualifier system. 156 cups, 52 weeks of a year across three regions, and $100 prize. That can't be right. $100 prize money plus 10 EPT points. I think that $100 is the wrong number. It should be higher than that. Anyway, here it is. All tournaments will see a prize pool boost from Blizzard, totaling an additional $325,000. So I think that must be $100,000 is what he meant. Let's see. A $1.9 million prize pool total? Good Lord. The WCS app from Blizzard is dead. So ESL Play is the new app you're going to want to get. No word on War Chess or any of that stuff, which was kind of their answer to what Valve does with Dota to help fund that. And let's see. Apollo is the lead spokesman for this from IEM. They answered questions on Twitter and Reddit. You can go find all of that. There's a lot more details. But, big change up in how the pro scene, the pro tour, is being handled by StarCraft moving forward.
It's, in a way, kind of going back to the way it used to work, which was, you know, Blizzard not being nearly as hands-on, and, you know, third parties kind of fostering it.
Right.
Which, to me, is a win, because with HGC, it just died. When Blizzard decided it was done with it, it just went away.
Yeah.
So this is definitely better than StarCraft II Esports just dying off. Me, personally, I just want to know what the hell's going on with GSL, because I can't find any information anywhere. Right. But I would assume considering that it was already sort of run this way. Like it was run through Afrika in Korea,
right?
But tied into the larger StarCraft tournament. I don't know. But I can't imagine that's going away. I just haven't found anything. And historically, GSL is a little late informing folks of their new year plans.
Sure. But it's good to know possibly the greatest esport still has, has the legs to do what it needs to do, especially next year.
I think this is good. I think it's sustainable. I think what we saw in 2019 with like HGC and whatnot, I've mentioned this before. I think it was, we were seeing the fallout of Blizzard overinvesting in esports. I think this is good. I think it probably should have just stayed this way for a while. Sure. I don't know why.
For esports, a company that is serious about their esport, I understand why they would want to handle it themselves, and especially a company that Blizzard that likes to handle everything themselves. So I understand why they did it like this initially. I do think this is them giving up on it a little bit. Maybe they're cleaning house and looking at what actually works, and Morheim not being there to push StarCraft in every possible way might play a role into this. But it's great that they're, as you said, it means it's sustainable. It might keep happening, and that's great. I do think it does mean, they're kind of saying, well, maybe we're not interested in it as much as we were anymore.
Yeah. Permission for some real talk.
Yeah, go.
Go.
I think Blizzard giving up on it a little bit is a good thing, because I don't trust them with an esport I care about anymore.
Wow. Well, I mean, look at it. Look at the way esports went in general, the Heroes thing, everything got scaled back. Overwatch continues to be an important thing for them, but I'm not sure how confident they are in that being as sustaining as possible. There's a lot of questions about it. I feel your pain, dude. I get it. I think they tried to bite off too much. Also, you don't have Morheim there anymore, who is, Morheim is the great evangelist for all things StarCraft and all things StarCraft esports. And without him there sort of harping on that had to be a thing, and that we have to control it, maybe that helped loosen the strings a little. I don't know. And also, by the way, I wish all esports were run by the communities of the game. I'd much rather have that across the board than the companies themselves being the chief operators of the esports side of it. I always feel like we're better at it as a crowd. Maybe not ultimately, but right now that's what I prefer, and those are the ones I'm more interested in. Sorry,
guys. I think there's a problem with growth when it's handled by the community. You can't, it's great for the level where esports is at now, but I think it can't become like a global phenomenon, like sports type thing, if it's not handled by something bigger. And there might be community organizations that could grow to those levels, but I feel like, and I think that's why they're doing it themselves with Overwatch, because they are hoping to make it more than what esports already is. Now, whether or not they're going to succeed, I think is an increasingly large question mark, but I think that's the rationale behind it, and it does make sense in my opinion.
And I think if they want to try to make that happen, and I think to a certain degree we're seeing the fruits of that, their other esports are going to have to get leaner as a result, and they're not going to be able to take as many chances with their other esports. Which, if you like Overwatch, cool. If you're me, you're just like, damn it, I just want StarCraft, that's all I care about. Yeah, so it's, I don't know, there's
don't you think that given
larger more philosophical debate, which is like, well, who says we need that kind of growth? Because I don't care. I think there could have been a Heroes tournament that was sustainable for the size of the audience that it pulled in. The problem was that they were trying, they threw really high production value at it, and the viewership just wasn't there to suffice it. And I think we're probably, I would assume they were coming up with a similar challenge with StarCraft. Even though I think the viewership for StarCraft is surprisingly good.
Yeah.
StarCraft 2, I'm talking specifically here.
But Blizzard, they just don't, they don't do anything scaled, right? Like, not anymore anyway. Like with HGC, they've What else? I couldn't even imagine Blizzard doing anything but throwing everything at it, which was too much, you know, ended up being too much, and then they had to pull back entirely.
Yeah, I don't want to get lost in the weeds here, but I mean, they it's Blizzard, and to a certain degree, they're so far from nimble, because there were so many things with HGC that we were asking for, like, you know, give us more ways to fund the prize pool ourselves as a community, and they just were reluctant to make that flex. And that's happened across all of their games, StarCraft including. Like, they have it now, but it took them forever to get to that point. I mean, we were every time the International would come around in the early days of StarCraft, we were yelling, why don't we have this? Why can't we fund the tournament?
Yeah.
I wonder if Blizzard's just historically really bad about making those changes or implementing those types of desires from the community.
I wonder if this shift for StarCraft 2 is informed by the, you know, possibly harsh decisions they made for Heroes. Mm. Although maybe, you know, StarCraft has more potential than Heroes did in the end.
I mean, StarCraft has so much history, right? Like, if Blizzard just completely pulled out, it would keep going, because it already has a long history with productions and houses that aren't Blizzard.
Yeah, it's a country's entire. It's their national pastime in Korea. Like, they're not.
I mean, League of Legends has kind of eaten its lunch, but it's still very popular.
Yeah. I don't think you can take that away so easily, you know, with Heroes. Yeah, it just happened.
Like, I think it's cool. Like really overall, I think this is all good. Again, it comes from a one of my more negative places in regards to my thoughts on Blizzard, in the last year, but I do think it's good. The one thing is, I do wish they would keep the finals at BlizzCon.
Yeah, that part I don't love.
I mean, that just seems weird.
Because, like, otherwise, whatever, what are you going to do there?
Have your partners, but do your finals at BlizzCon.
Yeah, it seems like it's what we're talking February the following year. So I guess that's another four months, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm torn on that bit too. But we'll see what they do. It could be. It's a great litmus test for what esports is from the Blizzard perspective moving forward. I feel like there's been a real pullback kind of across the board, and the one thing they have to make sure stays out and hot, you know, they have to push the Overwatch thing, because that's the big expensive thing. That's the thing that teams spend a lot of money to just buy in, let alone run teams for. I feel like they kind of financially have to put their focus there right now, so we'll see how it goes. All right. That's it for that stuff. Now this.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the Town Crier.
All right, the Town Crier means time for, in this case, a phone call. This was sent to our voicemail line at 801-471-0462. It's a question for all three of us, and this is what it is.
Hey, Scott. This is Andrew Nerame on Trendon. I'm calling to wonder, between you, Garrett, and Patrick, which feature or system from previous expansions or the current expansion you'd like to see continued on forward, and how you think it could be changed or elevated to make it better in the future. Thanks again. I hope this makes it to the show. That's Nerame on Drinan. Have a good one.
All right. I want to get the easy one out of the way. Everyone says weapons from Legion, but I also am not naive, and I know that that's not easy to do.
I mean, it would be easy to do. The problem is, do we want a new weapon every time we start a new expansion?
Right.
Like,
that's not the kind of iteration I think we want. We may think we do, but I think after the second or third time, we might be going, all right, enough of these weapons. When are we going to get something new? I don't know. I could be wrong about that, but I think that one just, for me, is the one that jumps to my mind immediately, but I'm not even that sure about it. For me, oh man.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one, because there's, you know, so many systems for so long that were great. I do kind of wish, as much as I like World Quests, all what they've kind of become, because the idea was, hey, this will be a little more random, because you're not going to have to just do the same dailies every day in the same location every day, all the time, every time. But what they kind of became was sort of that anyway. And now I have to fly to them or I have to travel to them. And it, so it takes longer. And I've done this one 500 times and I hate this one. And, you know, that sort of thing. I don't want to see another freaking turtle shell as long as I live.
I think
I kind of wish there was, I kind of miss the old, like, let's say Pandaria era. I have dailies. I get up the next day and it's fresh to do again. And I go do it again. At least it was just straightforward and I knew what I was doing every time. I don't know. I say that because the promise of World Quest was like, hey, this would be like adventure mode in Diablo. You'll go out and it'll be different every day and there'll be all these locations. You go clear them out or whatever. And I totally get that. But the reason it works so well in Diablo is there is a randomization aspect to it. Maybe the goals don't change that often, like the ultimate goals of setting three guys free or whatever it may be, or taking down a demon. But the zones and the dungeons and things, by the nature of that game, are shuffled every time you go in there. So they're never the same, that moment-to-moment stuff. So WoW doesn't have that option. And so that, so for me, I kind of miss just straightforward dailies. That made me controversial. I don't know. Send me your emails and tell me why I'm dumb. Patrick, what do you think? What do you want?
What I want. Well, for the dailies, I think it would be a change, and alternating between the two might be, or maybe even giving you the option. I don't know. I can understand why you would think I want a little bit more, almost automatic. Like I go in and I don't think about this so much, and I can knock it out and be done really quickly. It sounds a little bit like you don't want to play WoW too much, but maybe that's not it.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's tough because most of the really good features have stayed. They carry over from expansion to expansion. The most recent examples are, you know, the world quests, I would say, are still pretty beloved. And things like, obviously, you know, PvP, or I don't know, like tons of features have stayed. Mythic and raids, and raids is a little bit too obvious, but you know, I can't really think of a feature from an old expansion that I'm really missing, because the ones I am missing are still there.
Yeah.
So
Garrett, how about you? Do you have a,
that I would be missing.
You have a thing that jumps out at you and you're like, oh, I sure missed that.
Yeah. Reputation tabards.
Whoa.
Bring them back.
But that's not a feature. God. That's a shortcut for the game.
Yeah, but it's feature-y, isn't it?
No.
It's a feature.
It isn't.
Yeah, it's a feature. I call it a feature. I think
how
it's
how is
feature.
That a shortcut?
No, I mean, because it's an existing system. It's not like a new activity to do. It's an existing system where the reputation tabard enables you to level something quicker. It's not a new activity or anything like that. Like, if the reputation grind has been lowered, well, I guess it hasn't, but... So you want to be able to grind reputations faster.
Yes.
I want to be able to grind reputation through ways that I want to play the game, not how they force me to.
Right. That's what was great about it.
Okay, in that sense. I see what you mean. Okay,
yeah, because you could wear that thing and then go do dungeons all day.
I want to go do dungeons. Yeah. I don't like World Quests. I don't like dailies. I don't like any of that stuff except when they're new.
Right.
I'm ready to go run dungeons because that's just like the way... That's my bread and butter in World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. And they've basically told me, sorry... You can't do that.
Yeah.
And then they've also gone and tied a lot of other things behind reputation gates. So reputation has become a really sore spot for me in this game.
Well, yeah, that's the other reason they don't have them now, because gating reputation is a way for them to time out releases without doing everything as a timed release.
Yeah, that's always been there, though.
Yeah, but sometimes...
I mean, that really has always been there. It's just that my favorite loop was always that point in towards... Like right before ICC dropped, I had so many alts in Wrath of the Lich King, and I loved just like, all right, today, what do I feel like taking out? All right, I'm going to heal and grab my tabard and go and just like heal a bunch of dungeons, or I'm going to tank, grab my tabard and go. And like, that was my favorite way to play World of Warcraft. And they've really moved away from it. So selfishly, I want reputation tabards.
I wouldn't mind them again too, because I'd rather, like with alts, I don't want to get to do a lot of the same stuff over again.
I mean, dungeons are the same stuff all over again. It's just the stuff that I prefer doing all over again.
Right. No matter what, you're going to get repetition. You're right about that. But you want to pick the one that you prefer to play. And then in that case, dungeons, like I leveled a druid. Maybe this is why I hate islands, but I leveled a druid through islands. That's all I did. Because I didn't want to go do all the same quests again for BFA. So I did the dude in an island, and I didn't have a good weapon when I came out, and it was kind of lame. But still, it was a thing I would rather do for that moment. So I do wish we had more choice for reputation gain.
Like, I don't want to get into the lack of class identity, yada, 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 but to a little bit, I think very much that killed tanking for me. Like the loss of that, because it's like, oh, well, go do world quests if you want your rep, which you have to do if you want flying. And I go, well, I don't really want to tank for this, so I don't feel like a tank because it's more efficient to go damage. It was nice to feel like a tank, to feel like a healer, and still be able to get my reputations tied up.
Yeah, I get that.
You've convinced me. It's mine too now.
All right, look at you. You've done it. You've convinced Patrick of a thing. That never happens. That never happens. This is a glorious day. What a moment.
Almost never.
Thank you for the call. You can leave us calls again at 801-471-0462, or if you'd prefer a written email, we take those as well, theinstance@gmail.com. Because our show is completely funded by the generosity of you fine folks, I would like to mention the following people who support us at the Instance Premium subscription. People like Chris Mastrogonskiamo. I know I'm not saying that right, Chris, but forgive me. Chris Petrie, Christian Keat, Christopher Hein Hoogsdahl, Christopher Reel, Colin Brown. There's a lot of Christophers in our thing. Corey Bill, that's a great name. David Estelles, Dean Gwynn, Derek Dozier, Dirk Hossman, Douglas Elkins, Dustin Campbell, Eric Barnes. These are just some of the people that I'll mention this week who support us over at the premium subscription. If you go to theinstance.net, it's real simple. You click it, you get in there, and you get all kinds of cool stuff, including a monthly bonus show. You get other content and stuff in the mail if you want it. I get original art from me, really cool Hearthstone card back stuff from Garrett, and Patrick's happy visage just from afar.
You don't get that in the mail, but know that it exists.
Yes. And
just like I know that I'm better than other people because I have the mount, the Worldbreaker mount.
Yeah.
You also know that you're better than other people because you make me smile.
Right, there you go. So go check that out. That is, again, at theinstance.net, and we would love that. One quick bit of news. Next week, it's not been set yet, but I will supposedly have a one-on-one sit-down interview with one Jeremy Fiesel at Blizzard. We are going to talk about what's coming out with the new patch and some other things. So if you don't know who that is, he has been on all sorts of projects there on the WoW team. In particular, Pet Battles, where he had a huge hand in that. And he's a super nice guy. So I'm really excited to talk to him. That's Jeremy Fiesel, sometime coming out on the feed next week. Whether it'll be our regular episode or a separate thing, I don't know yet. But we'll make sure you guys are aware. That's it. Let's go around the horn and tell people where they can get cool stuff. Patrick, I just did an episode of Pixels with you. That was really fun. You should pimp that. You should tell people about that.
Well, guess what, Scott? You just did an episode of Pixels with me, and that was awesome. So I think people should go and listen to it. And how do they do that? They might wonder. It's very easy. You just go to your podcast app, and you go to the search field, and you click the search field, and you press the buttons on your app that say P, then I, then X, then E, then E. No, just one E, and then L. And that's Pixels. And you find the podcast, you subscribe, and then you listen to it, and then hopefully you're happy about having done that. If you're not, I'm sorry. But I think you'll enjoy it. We go over the games of 2020 and a bunch of news, the games we're looking forward to, the games we've been playing. I've played Sekiro and Children of Morta and a bunch of other things. So go check it out. It's Pixels.
Pixels is great. Frenchspin.com for details. Go check it out. Garrett, what's going on at amove.tv this week?
Well, WoW Killer is back from its holiday break, so you can go get episode 3 and listen to Taliesin and I debate the best and worst patches in the history of World of Warcraft as we count down to 8.3.
There you go. Amove.tv is where that can be found. Also, it has its own website, right? Doesn't it?
WoW Killer. Amove.tv.
I thought you said WoW Killer dot something. No?
Nope.
Thought I saw that on Twitter.
AMD.tv/WoWKiller.
Oh, why did I think that? I don't
know.
Don't
Google WoWKiller. That's not what you want to do.
Probably. Well, you may. What happens when I do? Let's see. Let's see if your show comes up. Maybe it's time. I mean, maybe there it is.
bit.ly/WoWKiller, it'll take you straight to the iTunes page.
Well, good news. I just searched for WoWKiller. Well, I use DuckDuckGo instead of Google these days. But anyway, first thing that came up, WoWKiller, World of Warcraft podcast, amove.tv.
Oh, I just did it too. Wow, amazing. Damn. Go me.
Yeah,
go me
look at you.
My Google ability.
Yeah. Take that, Patrick, with your idea that you shouldn't search it. You totally should search it.
For some reason, I thought something not good would come out.
So did I. I thought it'd be just a list of like, there's why you should be playing Rift. Rift is awesome, a total WoW killer.
Funny, below it are bent basically all Reddit and official forum threads asking, why are there no WoW killers?
and you're like, but there is.
It's a show.
We are the WoW killer.
We're trying really hard to kill this game.
Yeah.
But slowly. It's not dying.
One episode at a time.
I do want to mention, though, you said that your bit.ly URL takes you to the iTunes thing. Mm. Why do you hate Android? Why?
What would I link to? Google Play, that's which you can't thing, access on desktop, and I can't get a link to actually link to?
Google sucks at that.
No Android for making podcasts literally impossible to link to on your platform.
Yeah, they're hard.
Good job.
Harder that's than true. They should
that's
be.
That's a problem with... That is a problem with podcasts. I agree.
They need to fix that.
You should all actually use Pocket Casts because, in my opinion, it's the only podcast catcher that doesn't suck nuts.
It's great, and it's on both platforms. You can get it on Android, get it on iOS. Which one did you say? Am I saying the same one?
It's literally everywhere, but yeah, I'm a Pocket Cast fan.
Oh, Pocket Cast, yeah. That's what I have and use, and 100% agree. That is a great app, and... They're super cool and great to work with. And there's a Frog Pants network on there, which is kind of nice.
Do we even call it iTunes anymore? Because they stopped supporting that, didn't they?
It's just
Apple
Podcasts. Yeah, but it's when they changed. Those are Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Apple TV. Like they've changed, it's all been pulled apart, which is probably the right thing to do, but our brains are trained. We have brain training. That's the deal.
Yeah. We had a really good launch. Thanks, everyone. It's been 7. It's kind of crazy seeing how fast that show is growing.
Yeah, it's really cool that you guys are doing that. And go check it out. That's WoWKiller at amove.tv. For everything else you're looking for, frogpants.com has it all. Lots of shows, lots of stuff to check out. Theinstance.net, once again, is our website. Send us those emails, theinstance@gmail.com. That's going to do it for me, for Patrick, for Garrett, and for all of you. We'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Yeah. And I'm so proud and happy.
Yeah, but you're not. How often are you going to fly around on it?
Never. It doesn't matter. It's like, no one cares.